You are listening to the new Classical FM. This is Classical Mornings. I'm Mike Duncan, and it's Tuesday, and that means it's Anti-Noise Pollution League Day, in which we highlight a member restaurant of the league, which not only has amazing dining, but as well encourages a civilized atmosphere. There's no thumping music in the background, that you can have peaceful conversations while you enjoy your meal. And joining us today is Tom Zoras, the co-owner of the Johnny Baker's, which is up at 804 O'Connor Drive in beautiful East York, Ontario, where I happen to live. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, tell me, okay, let's start off easy. I mean, you guys have been around as part of the community since 1992,
is that correct? 1992, yeah. We're in our 26th year now.
That's an amazing story in the restaurant business.
It is. It is. You know, we've reinvented ourselves a number of times over the years to have that staying power. But yeah, great neighborhood, you know, very supportive of the community, and it's turned out pretty good for us.
That's all right. Tell us, I mean, I've eaten at your restaurant before, but for the people out there who haven't, give us an overview.
It's a casual dining restaurant. It's, again, it's accessible for a big demographic, so we get a big cross-section of people. It's a community drop-in place, so you can come and have a drink, lunch, dinner. We have some event spaces, so you can have a party there. So, yeah, we try to cover all the bases that people are going to come out and have a good time.
Well, just looking over your menu, yeah, it is quite varied for both lunch and for dinner.
Yeah. Again, because we have a big cross-section of people, we try to have a little bit for everyone and deal with the classic comfort food.
That's it. I was going to say, it is ideal comfort food.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we try to mimic the Canadian landscape with a diverse menu because, you know, we have a diverse population base here. So
indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. What is... I'm going to save this question for your daughter, Olivia, who is joining us. But tell us about, well, why not give people some if they don't have access to a menu right in front of them. Give me a breakdown. What are the big dinner items that you have?
For example, big dinner items are things that Olivia's raising her hand.
Oh, you like that, do you? Okay.
You know, we have a lot of things that come off the grill. So there's great proteins, barbecue back ribs, steaks. Oh. We do a really good job with our fajitas. A lot of. Nachos.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So again, there's lots of good shareable plates, and then there's lots of good mains.
That's the great thing about it too, is the shareable plates, right? That, you know, people just sit around, order a big
mess of food,
nachos, for example, and just sit around and chat.
Yeah, and you know, we have a really good beverage selection as well that complements our menu.
Right.
16 beers on tap, 30 different wines that we pour by the glass. So, yeah, Olivia's looking to say something.
She's a natural born comic, I can tell you right now. Plus, you have brunch on Saturdays.
Yeah,
and Sundays.
A weekend brunch that goes till 3 o'clock. And again, you know, it's great on the weekends because you don't feel like regular lunch food. You want something that's going to, you know, cure the hangover possibly from the night before.
I wouldn't know anything
about
that.
Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't.
How many people can you seat in your restaurant?
365, and we have a event space and the lower level in where you could have parties.
Wow! So you guys do it all. 365 people. That is quite a space. I'm always quite amazed.
Yeah, we just finished a major renovation where we added some event space, like Olivia said. So
right
in the lower level, so it's turned more into like a whole experience of being able to have different kinds of parties there.
Now, when you have that kind of, I mean, being part of the Anti-Noise Pollution League, I mean, you want to create a comfortable atmosphere
for people.
Mm-hmm. What is the ambiance like?
Well, because it's a big space, you know, it can get loud pretty quick. So
sure.
That's why we don't have the music turned up and we're able to control the different spaces through, you know, turning down the music in specific sections. So,
right.
You know, if you have some older people come into a restaurant, which we do a lot, and they want just, you know, quiet corner, we're able to facilitate that for them. And then the families, we kind of keep in the area that we know that are going to be a little bit loud and boisterous with the kids running around.
That happens with the kids. All right. Now, speaking of kids, okay, I'm going to ask your dad this question, but Livia, I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite item on the menu? I think I know the answer. Is it the nachos?
Ding, 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 ding.
See, right? Okay, what is it about the nachos that you like so much? Oh,
the cheese is melted perfectly. You could get whatever you want on them. So you could get either, can you get chicken on it?
Yeah,
so
you
could get chicken, cheese,
chili.
Chili, guacamole,
oh.
Sour cream.
Oh.
Am I making you hungry?
Yes, you are. You are. I've had a craving
for nachos. I'm making myself hungry too.
That's great. All right, well, Tom, what? I ask this of everyone who comes in for these interviews. What is the most popular item on your menu?
Well, because it's such a big menu, it's hard to pick one item.
I imagine it would
be
very difficult.
But, you know, people, they like our salads, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And we get a big female contingent coming into the restaurant, mm-hmm. and that seems to be the category that gets ordered most often.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and there's six different ones. So, yeah. You know, there's fish, there's chicken, there's steak. So I would say the salads.
Do you like the salads, Olivia?
I make my own salad.
Oh, really?
Bruschetta topping.
Oh, yes?
Crispy onion straws.
Oh.
Goat cheese.
Oh.
But it's with the Caesar salad. Actually really good.
Can we get that custom made if we can?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Well,
happy to do that for you.
Just a little bit of bacon.
Just, wow.
Just a little bit.
You are a girl after my own heart. I love it. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today because, and I want people to go online to their website, which is johnnybakers.com. You'll see the entire menu there, and you'll be very impressed, and I know you're going to want to go. Thank you so much, both of you, for dropping in today.
Thanks for having us.
Been speaking to Tom Zoris and Olivia, his daughter. Tom is the co-owner of Johnny Baker's, which is up at 804 O'Connor Drive in beautiful East York, Ontario. They are part of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. If you want to find out more about the league, you can go to our website, classicalfm.ca, and check out the league's Facebook page.